Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, Miss Gina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Congratulations on this incredible win, season 23 winner of The Voice. Well, young lady, have you had any sleep? That's the first question.
No, I haven't. I slept for a little bit last night, but it's just been a crazy couple of hours, you know.
Just a couple of hours, yeah. I think I would just be up until Saturday. But you are so deserving. Looking back, I mean, I know it's still fresh. Is there anything that you would have changed about your run through this? I mean, it was, The Voice is no joke. Any songs that you would have sang differently or selection or anything at all?
No, I don't think so. I think I would keep everything just the way that it is. Everything worked out, I think, and it was meant to be how it is. So I would keep it the exact same.
Okay. Now you're still 18, correct?
I'm 19.
Oh, you're not. Oh, I better stop that. Okay, so you're a full 19 years old. So you've gotten. I mean, here you're the winner of The Voice, and you're still a teenager, but a young adult. What are your plans? You've got this huge title. Do you still plan on going to college? What are your plans?
I think my plan is to just make music and sing. You know, that's what we're here for. And I've never been the biggest school person. I'm not the brightest in that department. So I think if anything, I would go maybe to school for production and music and things like that to learn more about that side of things. But otherwise, I think I just want to hop right in and see what's there.
Well, I'm going to be very nosy. Any plans? What are your plans for all that prize money, girl?
Girl, I'm not sure. I really did not expect this, so I didn't have any plans set aside beforehand, and I haven't had much time to think about it.
Well, yeah, hey, it's there for you when you ever decide you wanted to get into it. It's there. You don't have to worry about it. Well, somebody wanted to tell me to ask you, do you have any plans and maybe going somewhere to a nice island, take a vacation? Because this has been a tough journey here for you, but a good one.
I don't know about a vacation, but I would just like to go see my family and spend time with them for a bit.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. So, okay, we know you originally, earlier in your life, you came from a small town. So you have made people in California, the small town in Illinois, you made everybody very, very happy. So what kind of feedback are you getting from family in these little small towns that you once grew up in?
The support from my hometown has just been insane. And in Sacramento, everybody's just been the nicest and sweetest, and I can't thank everybody enough. It's hard when there's that big of an audience of people to truly express how grateful you are. But I really, truly am for all the support and love. And I love you guys because everybody's been amazing, and I feel like we've all sort of done this together. You know what I mean? I feel like everyone feels like they've been through it. So it's been awesome.
I know your Coach Niles, has given you a lot of obviously valuable information about performing because you're now the winner. But what is at least a couple of things that's the most memorable that you will just recall throughout your career in music?
I think the biggest thing that he's taught me is to be prepared. I do say this a lot, but it's genuinely one of the biggest pieces of advice that has stuck and has always been the front of my brain. Is being prepared is the best way to combat your nerves, you know, half the battle. So I think that that's the biggest thing.
Okay. What was the very first thing he said to you after you were crowned the winner?
I think he just told me. I think he was just like, I told you. I told you so. I think so, but I also was a little out of it. And I was just like, oh, my goodness. And he was like, oh my goodness. So it was crazy and just super exciting.
Final question here. When do you go into the studio and roll up your sleeves and get to getting with this music? When did you start?
Hopefully as soon as possible. I'm really excited.
Oh, okay. Well, we are anxious to hear what you're going to come out with. We know it's going to be fantastic. I mean, we see modeling and acting and music and all kinds of wonderful things for you, and you are so deserving. And again, congratulations so much on the win, and we'll just be waiting by the computers at our favorite streaming websites to start downloading your new music.
Thank you.
Okay, and take a nap later on.
Thank you, girl. Love you.
Okay, take care then. Again, congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, take care then. Bye-bye. What a sweetheart.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.